Hi, freaks. Tim Henson here. It's the one-year anniversary of the Sideshow, Distorted View's member site, and to celebrate this week and to say thanks to the members, new episodes of Distorted View will be available only to Sideshow members. If you're not yet a member, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to every single episode in the DV archive, which is close to, like, 700 programs. You also get extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, and more. This week, I'm also giving away a $150 Amazon.com gift certificate to one lucky member. To sign up for the Sideshow, check out www.superfreaksideshow.com. If you're a non-paying DV listener, I'll see you freaks back here with new programs next week. Until then, enjoy some best of shows. Bye, everybody!
Today's Distorted View Podcast is brought to you by
The Levens Group. They're in investments,
IRAs, and mutual funds.
Is Bradley.
Greetings. Do not adjust your MP3 listening apparatus. For the next 20 minutes, Distorted View is stuck
in the tranny zone.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, January 11th, 2006. Coming up on the show today, Granny is a Tranny 2, plus a DV interview with a post-op transsexual. And of course, the crazy fucked up news you've grown to tolerate from me. Today's top headlines, a psycho elderly man, a mouse trap snapping on your cock, and beating a loved one with a hammer. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, freaks. Thank you so much for joining us on the Big Wednesday podcast. My name is Tim Henson. This is the Distorted View Show, and you're here on a very special night or morning or whenever you listen to this thing. I got to tell you how much I love you guys. You know, we have that Distorted View P.O. box, and I'm just amazed at the amount of crap people sent me. And we got a package today from Professor P's Porn Panorama and Sweet Tits. The letter attached to the package says, "Sweet Tits and I thought you might enjoy some porn that crossed our path. As you're not only fond of old people and have a large transsexual fan base, how could we not think of you when this particular piece of smut slithered through our door? Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Granny is a Tranny Too." I'm going to actually walk you through this, because I've watched this DVD, and it's fantastic. I've got some great sound clips here for you. Now, when you pop the DVD in, like a lot of pornos, you immediately start seeing ads for phone sex lines, right? I just thought this was kind of funny, though. Here's a clip from one of the phone sex ads.
Yeah, you like my fucking ass? You like fucking me in the ass?
Yeah? Huh? You like fucking that ass? Huh? What? I just thought that was kind of annoying. Like, who would want to have sex with that? You know what? I want to mention real quick, if I could find the cover of Granny is a Tranny 2. One of the grannies, or trannies, I guess either or, really. They're both grannies and trannies. Looks like Felicity Huffman of Desperate Housewives. You know, the unattractive one. And I'm not kidding. Felicity Huffman is starring in a movie where she plays a transsexual. She plays a man becoming a woman. That's a part she was, you know, meant to play in life. But yeah, one of the grannies looks like Felicity Huffman. But the real gem of this DVD is the very first scene. And here's why. These ladies are old, and they're obviously drugged up. I don't know if it's old people medication, or if it's something a little more illegal. But these chicks with dicks are fucked up! Case in point, let's just play a real quick clip from Granny the Tranny 2. This is right after the opening credits, and yeah. Fade in.
Okay, so, hey.
She doesn't know, first of all, she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about.
Alright. Hi, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
I'll call you back. Ah, how you doing? My name's Cardinal Candy. No, it's Honey Bunny's Candy.
Okay, she doesn't know her name. It's either Cardinal Candy or Honey Bunny Candy.
I got a little surprise for you guys tonight. I was a little surprised. I always have a surprise for you. I got a girlfriend coming over.
Oh, excellent.
Her name's Annie Penny. Yeah, Annie Penny. So, hey, Annie, come here.
Now, I should just say, Annie Penny is really probably my favorite character in this movie. Let's see what she has to say.
What's up, girl?
Oh, hi.
You ready for a joke?
Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
You ready for a show tonight? Oh, come on. Yes. You've been calling me, bitch, like crazy. You got my cell phone up like crazy.
Well, I touch you with the bitch of the bitches, honey.
Like, I have no idea what the fuck they're talking about.
I tell you.
Yeah,
I got a friend for you tonight. His name's Wally.
You do?
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, hey, what's this I hear you bragging that you're the best cocksucker around?
Well, I am, because I suck about every damn cock in town. Yeah. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yeah, I have an idea.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Well, shoot.
Now, I'm not going to play the whole thing for you, but these girls, girls, in quotations, have a very interesting relationship. They hate each other, and they're very competitive when it comes to having sex. Take a listen to when they're blowing some old fart.
Now give me some of that, you fucking cut.
Bitch, shut up.
What, you whore?
And that kind of witty banter goes back and forth pretty much throughout the whole scene. Also, one of the girls gets fucked by the other, and more incoherent babbling occurs.
Oh, shit. Oh, holy God. Oh, baby, that's fucked forever. Like we never loved each other forever.
Yeah, yeah. What? I don't understand. So there you go. That's Granny the Tranny 2 in a nutshell. Thank you so much for sending that to me, Professor P. If there's one thing I learned by watching this video, it is that it doesn't matter if you're a man, a woman, or a tranny. If you're old, I fucking hate you. But I do really appreciate the video. It's going up in my bathroom on display next to Hey Grandma's a Whore and Lego My Prego. All right, moving on with this special tranny edition of Distorted View. It is really a strange episode. One, because I usually don't do themed shows like this. And two, I don't think I've ever interviewed anyone on the program. And we have a special treat for you guys. Sophia is a post-op transsexual, big fan of Distorted View Daily, and she has a website over there at slavegirlsophia.com if you want to check out pictures. I wanted to talk to her today. Since I got this tranny video in the mail, I thought now would be a great opportunity to learn a little bit more about transsexuals and how the other side lives. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Slave Girl Sophia to Distorted View Daily.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Uh-huh, can you hear me?
Yeah, excellent. This is great. Since this is the Tranny Zone, I thought this would be a great opportunity for me to interview you. So me and my audience can learn a little bit more about transsexuals. All right, first question. When guys see you, like in public and stuff, do they, are you passable?
Uh-huh, for the most part, I think I am.
Are you a lesbian or straight?
I'm a pansexual.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
That means I'm attracted to both, well, to men, women, transsexuals. Really, I don't think about gender when I meet people.
Okay,
like that.
So you'll date just about anything that moves. You're my kind of girl.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get right to the meat and potatoes of this interview. What have you stuck up in your vagina?
In my vagina?
Yeah.
Thus far, I've stuck up my stents, a couple of dildos,
fruit? Any vegetables?
No, not yet.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I've got a project for you to work on. I know you love me. Everyone does. I'm going to send you a picture of my face, all right?
Okay.
I want you to print it out on your printer, all right? Cut it out, just my face, stick it on cardboard or something, and then, you know, stick it to a butter knife or something. It doesn't have to be a butter knife. And I want you to shove my face in your vagina, if you could do that for me. And I want you to take pictures of it or a video, because I know you can do video on your site, right?
Uh-huh.
Would you do that?
Sure.
Excellent. And maybe you could write Distorted View above your vagina or something. And you could say, this is when I fucked Tim Henson's face.
I'll do that.
Excellent. I can't wait. I'm going to hold you to that. Maybe I'll send you like some Distorted View CDs or a bumper sticker or something.
Okay.
Excellent. That'll be great. My fans will love it. All three of them. Now, your website is Slave Girl, Slave Girl Sophia. What does that mean? Are you a slave girl? And what does being a slave girl mean?
Well, I'm a sexual submissive. And it also, like being a slave girl would involve actually being somebody's slave to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also into stuff like age play and pet play. So,
what is age play? Is that like pretending you're a baby?
Yeah, or like pretending you're
a little
kid.
You must totally get off on Sextastic Tuesdays, because that's what I do. So when I say yep. I'm going to get you off or creep you out, you're one of the few people that I'm actually getting off.
Oh, yeah. I usually dilate to your show every day.
Oh, that's not right. Let's not go there. So when you decided that you, were going to go ahead and get yourself a brand new vagina, what is the procedure? Don't you have to go to, like, some sort of mental evaluation or see a psychiatrist or something?
The trick is to not tell them anything. Seriously.
So you just don't say anything. They ask you a question and you're just silent.
Yeah. I went to... Because to get on hormones, you have to go through a lot of procedure as well. And I did that one, legitimately told the truth, and it took 6 months to get onto hormones when it really shouldn't have taken that long.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like the lady was... felt like she was guarding her gender from... to make sure I was really in... really a transsexual, and she had to guard that like it was something sacred.
That's
so. For the actual letters for the sex change, I told those therapists nothing about any previous experience with therapy. Didn't tell them anything about like me being depressed or anything like that. I said, nope, I just need a vagina. That's it. Give me my letters.
So how many operations do you have to have? Is it just one operation and they
the one.
And how long did it take?
I think it took about 4 hours or something like that.
All right. And do they put you under or they just numb you?
They put you under.
That's probably a good idea. And so are you
an orchy? If you get an orchy, which is just removing the testicles, they'll do that one with you awake. One of my friends had that done.
Wow. Why would you do if you just want to remove your testicles? Why would you want that?
Because it's of the cost.
Oh, okay.
Would be the only reason, because you have to have the same amount of like therapy as actual sex change.
How much does it cost? If I wanted to become a woman right now, give me a figure, a dollar amount.
For the actual operation, you're looking at about $16,000.
Holy shit!
Plus, it's going to be about another $1,000 for therapy. Just to get approved for the sex change.
Uh-huh.
You're going to want to be on hormones, which will be another about a couple hundred for a therapy for that, plus doctor's visits.
So, we're going to say about $20,000.
Yeah.
Wow. And how did you come up with the cash?
Actually, my parents supported me.
Wow. So they're okay with this? They're cool with it?
Uh-huh.
It's amazing. When did you have this operation, by the way?
I had it in June.
And so your vagina looks normal? It's just like any other vagina?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Can you orgasm with your vagina?
Uh-huh.
I think that's all I really wanted to ask. That's just really the major points that I wanted to hit. if you could orgasm, what did your vagina look like, and if you're passable? And basically, I wanted you to know that I'm going to send you that picture, and I want you to fuck my face. So, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to me.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
The fantastic Sophia, www.slavegirlsophia.com. All right, enough of this bullshit. Let's get into the actual crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. That's right, we're leaving the tranny zone once and for all. First story I have for you today, an elderly man... ugh. And you know how I feel about the elderly. An elderly man, apparently upset about a parking dispute, died in his burning house after trying to set fire to two of his neighbor's homes. It's growing on me. The burn, baby, burn is growing on me. The elderly man actually got what he deserved, and that would be death, because he was trying to burn down his neighbor's homes, and apparently he set his own house on fire. I can't believe I didn't realize I was setting my own house on fire. I thought I was over my neighbors. I'm so old and senile. Someone put a bullet in my head and put me out of my misery. Better yet, I'll just wait for the flames to engulf me. Only the man, who was in his 80s and not identified, was injured. His home in a Southern California town burned to the ground. Police received a call about an explosion early Sunday and found the man standing in the street holding two handguns. One of his arms was in flames. When police told him... I wasn't ready for that one. It took me by surprise. When police told him to drop the guns, he fled into his house. Minutes later, flames and smoke came from the home, followed by several explosions. Fire apparently set off ammunition in the house. Jesus Christ. The danger posed by ammunition forced firefighters to postpone fighting the blaze. The homemade bombs at the neighbors' houses did not fully ignite, but the fire caused extensive damage to the house next door. A 5-gallon canister of flammable liquid that police believe the elderly man placed next to that home ignited but did minimal damage. What the hell? This guy's fucking crazy! The neighbor pretty much confirmed it by saying, quote, "He was always mad at the whole neighborhood, always screaming at the kids, especially. He hated everybody. I just never thought it would get to this point." Well, sir, God smiled down upon you today by killing that old fart. Second story we have for you today. Gary Telford showed drunken pals how he caught his cock in a mousetrap and then accidentally did it again. What a complete fucktard. Bar manager Gary, 32, was in agony after the demonstration. Amazingly, it was the second time he's been injured, getting his privates mangled in the stunt. The first accident happened at the age of 14, when a schoolboy prank went wrong. He needed 14 stitches to fix his wound. When regulars at the Railway Pub in Suffolk heard about Gary's painful past, they egged him on to show him what had happened. A pal put a mousetrap on a pool table for demonstration, but Gary tripped as he was walking towards it. Unfortunately, his penis was fully exposed. Crazy drunk British people. Last night, Gary said, "I was quite drunk, so I undid my fly and walked over to the trap. I really didn't mean to set the trap off again, but I stumbled and it went off. I must be the only bloke in Britain to have caught my bits in a mousetrap not once, but twice." He went on to say, "It is completely and utterly embarrassing. Luckily, I only nipped the end of my privates, but I still had to go to the hospital for a tetanus injection. The nurse thought it was hilarious, especially when they realized it was my second visit for the same accident." So there you go. Moral of that story is be careful when your cock is fully exposed and you're around mouse traps, I guess. I don't know. Final story we have for you today. A Long Island woman and her son were charged with savagely attacking the woman's boyfriend with a hammer and a 3-foot-long sword and leaving him near death. The attack happened early on Friday at the Hempstead home that Ramona Chilis, 45, shares with her son Derek Robinson. Chilis got in an argument with her boyfriend, Cedric Terry, with whom she had been drinking with. She allegedly grabbed a hammer and struck him repeatedly in the head. Robinson then went to his mother's assistance, picking up a large sword. Who the fuck has swords lying around their house? This isn't the fucking Middle Ages. The only people I know that own swords are those geeky dorks who go to those Renaissance festivals. And if that's the case, then everyone involved in this story is getting what they deserved. Someone's dead and the other two are being shipped off to jail. Fantastic. Both the mother and the son fled the scene. Quote, "The victim is in extremely critical condition and may die, so he's still alive." According to Assistant District Attorney Fred Klein, both arms were nearly amputated. For the record, the mother and son were caught and they're being held without bail. So there you have it, distorted news for your Wednesday. Let's do a couple emails and then we'll call it a day. All right, got some brand new sex terms for you today. Scott wrote in with the divot. This is when you make out with a girl and slip your hand in her pants like you're going to finger her, but instead you grab a handful of her pubes, yell "four," and then rip them out. That's excellent. That's a good one. He sent in another one here, but I'm not allowed to talk about it because I have that promise. No shit talk for the rest of this week. And so I'll save this one for next week. Thank you very much, Scott, for the sex terms. Got a couple voicemails to play. First one up.
Tim, it's Brian. I just want to thank you for infecting my mind. The other night, I went to the hospital. I had a kidney stone.
Yikes.
And the doctor told me they were going to have to put a tube in my penis to remove it.
Ah!
And I started laughing because I kept thinking about the dick hole guy.
Did you see what I did there? Did you fucking see what I did?
And I was hoping I was making those sounds when they removed it. I was in anesthesia, so who knows? But, I want to thank you for bringing some levity to a potentially distressing situation.
No problem, man. Thank you very much for the voicemail. One more, and then we'll call it a day.
Hey, Tim, it's Brody calling.
Hey, Brody.
You didn't play my email, but you did manage to put on fucking more butt rock at the end of your show.
Yeah, he wrote in, and he doesn't like the music that I play at the end of the show.
Let's just give up on that early to late 90s fucking college rock.
I like that. I am such a huge fan of 90s music. I'm all about Vertical Horizon and Dishwalla, sure.
Embarrasses everyone.
It does not embarrass everyone. Yesterday on the show, I played Butch Walker. Butch Walker's great. He's a great musician. As a matter of fact, I get tons of email every day from people wanting to know what the hell the name of the songs are that we play. No, you can't please fucking everyone. Screw you, Brody. What kind of music do you want to hear? Why don't you give me some suggestions and we'll play? Email me a list and we'll play some of your favorite songs. As for today, though, Hanson. We're going to end the show with Hanson.
Embarrasses everyone.
Yeah.
Fucking listen to this, so, yeah. have a good day, whatever.
All right. Thank you very much, Brody, for the email. And if you don't like it, just turn off the show. Last 30 seconds. Just the ending music. No one cares about that. Speaking of which, that's all the time we got on this edition of Distorted View. Email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God, Sophia's shoving my face in her vagina. Subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to vote for us at Podcast Alley. We'll be back tomorrow for Big Thursday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
God save. Snowman, his teeth are falling out. His head is in the clouds. His nose is on the ground. God save the snowman. His teeth are falling out. His head is in the clouds. His nose is on the ground.
Okay, Dave. I'll see if I can do better than you can, you cunt.
Suck my pussy.